inferno we're in. Hot living room. Live from the hot living room.
Live from the oven.
We're in here.
We may or may not survive.
Get this hour going.
Hi, everybody. It's Sunday.
Sunday. I was about to do it.
I was about to say, please don't say Sunday.
It was coming.
Like, no, we've used that for 2 weeks now. Let's not.
No more of those.
Let's not.
No more Sundays. We'll be back on this Sunday, per usual, normal time.
Weather's beautiful. Finally summer.
3 o'clock.
I'm happy. Hot, but happy.
Like, where the hell was summer? Summer was on extended vacation. Like,
and I'm not, so that's exactly why I'm not complaining. Like, I'm hot, but it could be worse. Summer. So, I'm not going to complain about it.
Summer was like, I'm here, everybody. I know you've been waiting on me. Sorry, I'm late. I got caught in traffic.
Boy, she came. It's here. The sweat tells me it's summer.
Summer is definitely here now. The increase in temperature all of a sudden.
Increase in temperature. Increase in foolishness. Bullets are flying. Hey, it's summer now. We know.
People doing donuts on the lodge.
Crazy.
On the river walk.
People just, I don't know. We've been trapped for 9 months. So people just don't even know how to act anymore.
People don't know what to do. They out here doing the most.
Like, just go to, like, the pool, a beach, something. Just go chill out.
Right.
You ain't got to act crazy because it's warm. That's why Michigan don't give us warm, because we don't know what to do with it.
No.
Y'all going to mess around. It's going to be 50 degrees next week because we had our chance and we blew it.
People definitely don't know what to do with warm weather. Like at the fireworks, it was
a fireworks was mess. A mess.
Complete mess.
I know. I think Taylor had theirs last night, maybe. So I haven't seen any statuses about people never wanting to go back there. So those must have been okay.
Those must have went good.
Romulus was a mess. I'm pretty sure other cities' police saw that. As an example, like, oh, people about to try to act a fool.
Man, it was like, man, so many fights.
It was. My kids couldn't even enjoy the fireworks.
Right. My kids were ready to go. They're like, let's get up out of here. I ain't with all of this fighting and running. And
hey, Vosh.
Tear gas.
Right. Definitely not.
Police letting off tear gas. But,
what? Lionel said, lipstick, you go, girl. And don't think I haven't noticed that Bulls hat either. These are our signatures, red lips and the Bulls hat.
I only wear the hat when I don't shave my head. I just told Paulette that. When I do shave my head, I don't wear it. But when I, days like today where I hadn't shaved my head, the Bulls cap is coming out.
And you know my lipstick situation from last week. This week, we actually got ready ahead of time.
Man, this is.
And Mama said, hey.
Hey, hey.
She's watching.
Hey, hey. So we was going to talk about this poll I made last week. With
the results are in.
Right, leaving your significant other with, did you have three or less friends that you can leave your significant other with alone in your house, or three or more friends? And 55% said that they could leave their significant other around three or more friends, and 45% said they had three or less friends that they could leave their significant other around alone at their house?
I mean, I chose three or less because I'm like, how many actual friends do I have? So, other Maurice Reese is watching.
Oh, yes, Pops.
Papa Reese and Mama Reese.
I chose three or less. I think it's very few people that I can leave my significant other around.
I had to think about like all the logistics. Like, one, how many friends do I actually even have when I answer this question? Two, I probably only know three or less people that I would even trust in my house. Period.
Right. So, let alone with your significant other.
Let alone with my significant other. So.
So yeah, it was. Me personally, I don't know. I've had situations too where people then tried to talk to somebody I'm talking to and do the old behind the back thing and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So.
Well, the 55% who chose three or more, I'm glad you guys have such a large
close friend base that you can leave your significant other around.
Mom said, talk louder.
Talk louder? Louder.
Lionel said all of his friends, but they don't see his women often. Okay.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, people ain't gonna be seeing my significant other like that anyway, but it's definitely just three. Like, it's probably three exactly that I feel that I could leave them around.
Right. I also gotta make sure I'm only leaving people that won't give away intel if my significant other tries to get in. Like, don't be asking my friend no question. Nope, I'm only gonna leave you with the person that's gonna be like, nope, I can't tell you these things.
But your friend shouldn't give up intel, right?
I mean, have you ever tried to get intel out of someone's friend before? Mm-hmm. Oh, all right.
I don't think they would tell me.
Mine wouldn't. Well, close view wouldn't. They won't even talk to you about just any subject regarding me if I'm not around.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be like trying to get intel.
My mic is bothering me. It feels awkwardly placed. Okay.
But yeah, I just think, like I said, I've had some shiesty individuals in my past try to press up and be smooth and do things, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think I've ever had that. Maybe it's more so a guy thing. Do you think there are more guy friends that would try to talk to someone significant other than
I don't think that. I think women can do the same. Like, I've had
I don't keep people around me with that energy, so
I've had women try to talk to me when they when I was with their friend.
Then that wasn't their friend. That was not their friend. Because the people around me would never.
Yeah, I've had a few instances where women have flirted or said little things like while I was talking to, you know, they're supposed to be friends.
Right.
Or whatever. And they didn't try to flirt, say little things and stuff like that. Like, I had one female, she was talking to her friend, and her friend said, like, you know, told her, like, you know, you have to meet this guy, like, she's like, he looks like Reese but a little bit taller. So when she said it to, it was like, so you like guys that look like me, that have my features, you know what I'm saying? And she later tried to pawn it off as her reason for not coming around was because she felt as though I liked her, but I never had done anything or said anything to her, like, and after she said that to her about dating a guy that looked like me, I told the girl I was with at the time, like, you know, when she comes around, I'm gonna stay away from her, you know, because she said that, you know, and I told her up front the same day she had said that. And I was like, I must, you know, stay away or whatever. And so when she did try to finally point it off as if it was me, you know, the girl I was with already knew because I told her from jump, like,
right.
I feel like, you know what I'm saying, she on something. She trying to, you know what I'm saying, come at me. She's trying to imply that she likes me. And she later tried to turn it on me, and I never, you know, was even having conversations with her or anything, you know.
Terrible. Terrible. Just terrible.
Yeah, I had that instance. I had an instance where it was like, you know, movie date. We all went out young, you know, go to the movies, and person I'm with gets up and goes to the bathroom, and the friend is like, you know, reaching over, trying to like put her hand on my thigh, like when she left.
Oh, heck no. The people you've been with needed some better judgment in what makes a friend. Did anybody you've dated had a true friend indeed?
So,
jeez.
I've had some instances. So it's like, you know, a couple people, you know what I'm saying? Like people that I know for sure that won't try to push up on my girl or do anything like that. You
see,
know,
this might be people. Selectively making new friends. I just keep the ones I already got.
Man, yeah, you can't.
I ain't got time to.
Yeah, so it may. I mean, my friends, my main friends, have kind of dwindled down to these,
right?
Core people who I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I can't outside of those. You know what I'm saying? Like. Three people who I hold conversations with, like, and I talk to and I call on a regular basis, like, outside of those people, like, other people who, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm cool with, but we don't really be kicking it or talking like that no more, like, no.
Right.
You can't be around my significant other for
also, like, of time, in what situation would this even happen? Why would I even leave anybody, period, at my
I mean,
house
it could be anything. Y'all could have
together.
A get-together, you know,
but why would I
chilling.
Leave?
You could be running to the store.
I'm not. No. My significant other is running to the store.
Anything. You
no.
know what I'm saying?
So. Honestly, I mean, that is the number that I feel like I could, but I also never would because I don't see a reason why I would ever need to do that.
Right.
And I wouldn't do that. But if I could, it would be three or less. But it won't happen. I'm not running to the store. I'm going to send my friend to the store, or I'm going to send my significant other to the store. I'm not going to go to the store. Lionel said, men want women like the homies, girl. Women want the man her friend is with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when they see, like, a...
Till they get them. Then they be like, oh, I ain't see the behind the scenes. I just saw the part when I would come over.
And it's kind of crazy, too. Like, if they see you in a situation where, you know, they know that their friend is doing some extra stuff. You know what I'm saying? So they kind of feel bad. They're like, oh, this is a good girl or a good... guy or whatever the case may be, and they know that their friend is doing the most, you know, so they like, you know, and then they might not be in a relationship or
now
something
that
like
I
that,
have
you know
had
what I'm
that
saying?
Happen yeah. That kind of situation,
yeah, so they could be wanting to push up on this person because they like this person ain't doing you right, you know,
but
like,
he told me he was like, you a snitch.
I did not snitch. Stop saying
that. He snitched. He was just like you, so he ended up
I
actually
did not
telling
snitch.
Me. So
the girl already knew, and she told me. I didn't say nothing. You keep mishandling my story, okay? She knew.
Like, y'all should hang out. Y'all could just snitch on friends together.
No.
Like, my boy cheated on you, dog. Sorry
That's
to tell
not
you.
What happened. That's not what happened. Don't listen to her. She is tangling up my story. Okay? That's not what happened.
You say so.
It's not.
Okay.
You over here mixing up my words and what I told you. Like, I did not tell. She already knew what he was doing. She had caught him.
You just didn't say, no, he not even like that.
She had caught him. He was caught. Red-handed.
Say he just made a mistake.
You know what I'm saying?
It was a lapse of judgment.
She came to me asking me what I thought. You know what I'm saying?
And you're supposed to say my name.
I told her.
You're supposed to say my name is Bennett.
No, and I told her to follow what she feels is best. If she wants to stick it through and work it out with him, then that's what she needs to do. If she wants to leave him and do that, that's what, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, it's up to her. I can't make her decision for her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, he did this, you need to leave him. I didn't do that. I told her to do whatever she felt in the situation. You making it look like I just told on this nigga, like, oh, he do. I did not do that. I did not do that. That's not what happened.
To be Bennett. Ain't in it.
Like, I just told her to follow what she felt was best. Like, that was it. So,
hey, Megan. Hey, Ernest.
If you follow, you know what I'm saying, what you say,
follow your heart.
Feel you need to do. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you're going to do what you need to do. You're going to do you're going to do what you want to do, not what you need to do. You're going to do what you want to do, you know. So if you want to choose to stick with it and work with this person and try to make it better, that's what you're going to do. If you're going to leave, that's what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't influence your decision making. Because I could tell you to leave somebody alone. Don't mean you're going to do it.
Right.
You know, I could tell you, you know, to stay with somebody. Don't mean you're going to do it. You know, you're going to do what you feel, you know, you need to do your own decision. So I'm just going to tell you to follow that. And that's what I told her. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You over here making me seem like I'm over here like, oh, he did. Whoa. No, I didn't do that.
All right.
But all right. Yeah. So yeah, those are reasons why, you know, people can sought after people, you know what I mean? Like, they can feel like somebody is, they friend is doing the person wrong, you know, and they're like, oh, you got a good one, you know, you need to stick with it, treat it right, do it right.
Most of the time, the friend only see that person's significant other on their best behavior. They not seeing the headache behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So,
but in some instances, please, you know,
don't
you see him.
Please don't want to take my significant other based on what you see when you're in front of him, because he's probably playing dress up at the moment. Like, be on your best behavior, because my friend about to come over. And then they think he's Prince Charming.
So he not acting like himself. No. You
gotta, it's like him. When like kids, when relatives come over, you like straighten up. Behave.
I've never heard.
And then they're like, oh my God, you have such a sweet kid. He's like, thank you. I do have a sweet kid. You better sit down. They think you sweet.
No, I've never.
Same thing with guys or girls, I guess. Or I don't know, because I don't date girls, but same thing with guys.
Sometimes you might have to grab your girl up by her collar.
Friends get the best behavior when they're around the people that I'm dating.
But I don't know. Hey, I'm
Octavia.
More chill. I'm relaxed, so I'm chilling regardless. I'm gonna be chilling no matter who come around. But yeah, sometimes you gotta straighten a girl out too. Like, hey, you showing out. Getting a little too friendly over here, okay? You're laughing at one too many jokes.
Like,
okay?
Your friend leave like, that wasn't even funny when he said that.
That nigga is not funny.
Lionel joke wasn't funny.
It ain't. So
that's
don't
rude.
Laugh at it.
That's rude. So
don't just,
it might be a funny joke. That's rude.
I'm joking.
Might have been funny. Shit.
Lionel was actually funny.
Real life funny? Or like...
Yeah, real life funny. Real life funny. But no, I have seen some females laugh at some stuff that wasn't funny though.
But what if they thought it was funny? Every time you say that. You gotta be like that meme where they were like, if your girl laugh at another man joke, you gotta like write it down and wait 2 weeks, then you tell her the joke and see how hard she laugh at the joke.
And tell it again, right. But I don't know, like I said,
when Lionel is blushing.
We were talking about that show. I was like, women love a good cornball.
Oh my God, no. That guy on that show was such a cornball.
Y'all love a good cornball. Like, man, like,
I don't love a cornball. Ass
nigga.
I don't love a cornball, but I do love if somebody can make me laugh. But there's a difference between somebody who can make me laugh and what that guy was doing on that show last night. Just like all of that. Dude, what? Like, you don't have to be this animated right now. Just chill a little bit. But if you could tell a good joke or can come with some witty sarcasm, I love dry humor, sarcasm. Like, okay. I appreciate that. I like that.
I don't even think, like, because I've done it. Like, I think sometimes it just be the fact, like I said, like, the women, they like the person. So it'd be like, at their attempt to say something funny, you know what I'm saying? Like, they laughing. Like, I didn't been, like, around women and, like, I said something that I didn't even think was funny. You know what I'm saying? And, like, they, like, laughing, like, hysterically at it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that wasn't even funny. Like,
I don't know. I feel like, I like dry humor because I feel like I have dry humor. I'm very sarcastic, even when I try not to be. Most people don't know that I'm being serious, even if I'm being serious and I'm like, I'm being serious. Yeah. They still can't tell because my sarcasm doesn't shut off unless I'm asleep.
Yeah.
But like, so if somebody uses that, I do think you're funny. And most people probably won't think it's funny because dry humor is like, you gotta, I don't know. It's gotta grow on you. But I like dry humor, so.
Yeah. Like, when I met you, I told you. It's like, you sarcastic at times. You don't even have to be.
I can't help it. I am always sarcastic. I'm trying to change. No, I'm not trying to change. But Jesus made me this way. Jesus made me sarcastic. So I just have to follow the will of the Lord.
The will of the Lord.
Because he wants me to be this way. He doesn't want me to take anything seriously ever. So I won't, Jesus. I won't in your name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Man.
I won't. I can't. I be trying, but.
You sarcastic all the time.
Even when people try to be serious with me, if they have like one little slip up in a sentence, I'll just be like.
I'm like, man, like you text me about going through something, like I'll be like not knowing how to respond to it because I'm like, she sent the laugh out loud, like. But I know this is bothering
because
her.
I laugh my way through the pain. So like, if you can't laugh through the pain.
Should I make a joke
yes,
about this
make
bad
a joke,
situation?
Make a joke about the bad situation. When I woke up and my car was gone from my front yard, all I could do was laugh. Like, my car is gone.
What was you there when Jesus said that about Paulette? He said I was there when you what?
Yes. See, oh. Lionel was there when Jesus said he didn't want me to take anything seriously. I knew I had a witness there, not a Jehovah's Witness. Lionel is a witness. Jesus made me this way. He wants me to laugh at bad situations to get through the bad situation. So, Jesus, I'm going to laugh, Lord. I got your back, Lord. That's what I'm going to do.
Because, man, it'd be. Laughing at stuff, you're like, this is kind of bad.
I know, I
kind of bad.
I'm sorry, y'all. I just laugh at the worst times. I laugh at stuff that shouldn't even be laughed at. My bad. I don't know why I'm this way. My bad. I just can't. I just
because people normally like
everything be funny.
People joke a lot, but then it's always a time where somebody like comes down from that. Like, okay, all seriousness, you know. But
everything
like,
be funny.
Paulette never comes down to that all seriousness moment. Like, all jokes aside,
is
she
funny.
Never has the all jokes aside moment. Like, she's just
everything is funny.
It's a joke all the time. Like, it's bad. You know what I'm saying? You life broke your leg. She gonna make a joke about it. You know what I'm saying?
But
like,
first, I'm gonna make sure you're okay. Then I'm definitely gonna make a joke about it. Because you need to laugh. Because now your leg is broken. So you need some humor in your life. I'm here to bring that humor in your life. That is my calling. To make people laugh at funerals.
Man.
Scenes of car accidents. Okay, maybe not that. But I'm sorry. All right. I'll be trying to change, but I'm not going to, so. Man. I can't wait to be a sarcastic old lady because old people already get a pass to be rude. So when I'm old, I can be rude and sarcastic and can't nobody tell me nothing because I'm old. I can't wait. And my name is Paulette, so my name will finally fit me.
Because you'll be old.
Yes, because I'll be old. Man. I'll be an old Paulette. You're not supposed to be a 31-year-old Paulette.
Man.
I can't wait. In your face, grandma's name, Kaylee.
In 10 years, it'll fit.
I can't wait. Like, yeah. Yes, I was a 2-year-old Paulette, okay? Like, if I was somebody who knew me when I was a baby, I wouldn't even want to hold me. I don't want to hold a baby named Paulette. Like... Keep your old name baby over there. Like, who is she? Benjamin Button?
I don't want to hold your baby named Paulette.
I wouldn't even want to do that. Like,
man, that's terrible. Say people didn't want to hold you. You must not have been held a lot.
I don't know if people held me. I'm talking about me personally.
Lionel said the name Paulette came after Eve.
It probably did. Jesus. Like, name me Paulette.
Paulette.
Like, Paulettes should just be born at the age of 50. Like, they shouldn't even get to be babies. Jesus Christ. I done been a Paulette my whole life. Paulette? Really? I'm in kindergarten. They're like, Paulette here. Paulette. They was looking for somebody mama, and it was me sitting on a carpet with my legs crossed Indian style, but now they call it crisscross applesauce because they realized Indian style was racist.
That's what they do? Really?
They really call it crisscross applesauce because, I mean, it's pretty obvious. Indians aren't just all sitting around with their legs crossed all day long.
Man.
So my kids have only known it as crisscross applesauce.
Wow. I didn't know that.
No Indian style. That is, but like, they act like all Indians are just always like sitting around having a powwow with their legs crossed, going all over.
Right. I mean, monks sit like that, you know?
You like, never heard it monk style.
I wouldn't call it that. It's not ring. It doesn't, it's not catchy.
It's only catchy as Indian style because that's what we learned it as.
True.
If we had learned it as monk style, it would have been catchy. Like.
You know? Get in your Buddhist style. Good.
They
ain't
do that.
You know.
But yeah. So I'm be a sarcastic old lady. I hope y'all still rocking with me then. I'm still gonna be sarcastic and laugh at everything. As we get old and all my friends die, I'm gonna tell jokes at their funerals. I'm gonna tell jokes at my own funeral when I'm old.
Yeah. Mine.
I want my obituary just like full of jokes and memes.
Jokes and memes.
Matter of fact, you can't even get into my funeral if you don't cut out a meme on a piece of paper to glue to my casket.
Right. I got a light bit of sarcasm. I can throw it in a little bit, but
I don't really get it from you.
But my
you don't give it to me.
My jokes mainly come from like when somebody like,
hi Lenny,
throw me that lob. You know what I'm saying? Like when somebody just put something in front of me that I can take and turn it into a joke. That's normally where my humor comes from.
Lionel said the name Paulette comes with a flask. That is accurate in so many ways, actually.
True.
That is actually that is actually a personality trait, a flask. So
she should have one right now, but she got
I got a cup.
She found a cup.
It says sips hip hooray. Sip, sip, hooray. Sip, sip, hooray. But yeah, like, you don't hit me with the sarcasm.
Really. Not a lot. I don't
really get the sarcasm for you.
It's like I said, I don't do it a lot.
You're like funny, but you're funny with like accessories, like memes and such.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like when something is put in front of me where I could take it and turn it into my own joke. So it's like when people say something to me,
right?
And
you
I can
play
take
off
it, right?
Of that.
I can play off of it and then make it into something funny.
Lionel said, "Your sarcasm is dark but fluffy at the same time." Like what?
Yeah, like I do this.
I just pictured like the devil and a kitten at the same time.
I do it, but also it's rare when I come with the sarcasm. Like, but you know, normally my jokes is just like I do more of the witty thing. Like, so if somebody got something to say about me, I could quickly flip it, you know, and attack them. But
right, you don't attack me. You just be like, don't come for me.
Yeah, I just tell you don't do it. Like, don't do that. Don't do that.
I mean, you can come for me. We can go back and forth.
When I hit you with one, you know how girls act.
Now, do you think I have feelings?
It's the end of the world.
Do you think I have feelings? Really? It's been over a year. You don't know me well enough to know that my heart is made of stone and right. I don't have emotions.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't.
Everything is a running joke.
It is. I was raised that way. Like, ain't no emotions in here.
Yeah, but yeah, I gotta have that lob tossed to me. Like, you gotta throw me the alley oop.
So we're not about to throw you no alley oop just to make you be funny. But yeah. You come up with funny videos, and you don't get an alley oop to do that. Alley oop to do that. You come up with those whole concepts on your own.
Yeah.
So you got funny deep down in your heart. It's in there.
Yeah, but normally that's like when I'm being funny is. Normally when something like that, I'm seeing something that I can turn into my own joke or something like that, or somebody's giving me something that I can turn into a joke.
Yeah.
I'm more, that's normal. That's when I'm normally being funny or being myself or whatever. It's just turning stuff into something funny, making right. it humor. But yeah, the same with video. I mean, cause that's like, just making humor.
You made masturbation funny.
People love that masturbation video, man.
Because you all are perverts and you're going to hell.
It was a hit.
But not me, because I'm following Jesus' calling to be sarcastic.
Man, I had one for her. She don't want to do it, though. Mm-mm. It's hilarious, too. Like,
nope, because I want to go to heaven when I die. Hilarious. I'm not doing it. Not gonna happen ever.
And they was going to play that Mary J. Blige song in the back. That would have been perfect.
Throw that concept out. I told you.
I'm going to find somebody who's going to do it.
Do that.
Because it's hilarious. That is a hilarious.
Hey, Ox Maddox. Your name's not Ox, but I just say hi to people by the names they choose on Facebook.
Why
if that's
you be,
what you want to be called.
Outing people for their nicknames all the time?
Because I know all of you.
Like, let their nickname rock. Like,
no.
Man, you be killing
you
people.
You call Bradbury Lionel.
The only reason why I did that, because every time I talk to you, I say Lionel.
So I didn't even know that was Lionel at first.
So you would know that that's who I was talking
okay,
about.
Okay, so Lionel, do you want me to call you Bradbury when you come on to the live? Or can I just keep saying Lionel?
But people call him that.
Bradbury?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, it's his last name.
All right.
But people call him
that. Hey, Ray.
Oh, yeah. Like, everybody calls me Reese for a nickname. I mean, it's my name, too, but...
Man, Kaylee was so confused yesterday when I told her your name was... Because I logged into the Netflix, and you know you have the one that's Maurice R.
Yeah.
53. She's like, what is Maurice R? Oh, he said I can call him either. Thanks. I'm going to call you Lionel. I like that name. It's a real stand-up name, Lionel. Yeah, I was like... His name is Maurice. She was like, Reese's name is Maurice? I was like, yeah, but his last name is Reese. She was like, what if Reese was eating Reese's? Like, oh, I don't know.
Tried to fry me.
She came for your name. I said, that's my kid. That's my kid. I'm so proud of you. You she coming for people at the age of 6.
Instantly tried to fry me. Then that's where I Reese cups and
Look, I'm sorry. Right. It just be hard, like, especially if I'd have known people since, like, high school and they didn't go by the things that they're going by now. Yeah. Or even, like, elementary school, because Oxmatics, I've known you my entire life. So it'd be hard to, like, separate that. Like, that's not your name. Your name is Benjamin.
Damn, you just...
No, his name isn't Benjamin. Oh. I just use that as an example.
Say, damn, you just gonna hit my man like that.
His name is... Ox's name is not Benjamin. I'm just saying. Like, your name is Bartholomew.
Oh, shit.
All right. Your name is not whatever you made up. It just be hard to separate. Sorry. My bad, y'all.
Sheesh. It's normally, though, the niggas, like, with names like that, they try to have, like, some hard.
Because, like, I've only known you as Reese, even in, like, middle school, high school, whatever, whenever I became aware of your existence.
Yeah, if people call me
I've only known you as Reese, so of course I'm going to call you that. But if I had known you before people called you that, I would probably use your first name instead.
Yeah. It'd be weird when people, like, know that it's Reese, or I introduce myself as Reese, they find out my real name and then they call me by it.
Lionel said if his name was Bartholomew, he'd never come outside. Bartholomew! Bartholomew! It just reminded me of that movie.
Man.
Bartholomew! Bartholomew!
You'll be...
But then you could go by, like, Bart.
You could.
That'd be your nickname. Or Mew Mew. Or Mew.
Imagine your girl.
Wait, that's a Pokemon.
Your girl just Mewtwo. Get mad at you.
You can go by Mewtwo.
Just like, all right, Bartholomew. Like, you know what I'm
you'll
saying?
You'll get mad every time. You get mad every time. Like,
come on, man.
Stop calling girl, me Bartholomew.
Cut that out, man.
You know I don't go by that.
Oh, so I'm Bartholomew now. Okay.
You know I go by B-Block. I don't go by Bartholomew. Don't be saying that. Don't be giving my government name.
Man, yeah, you can't. Some of these people, that's why they got these nicknames. So you won't say their real name because it'd be some shit like that.
Well, my bad, because when y'all come on here, I'm going to say your real name. If I know it.
B-Block. Right.
I just think like a good nickname for Bob Alibu. I don't know. I made it up on the fly, all right? Look, got to think fast in this live video world, all right?
B-Block. B-Block. Man. Yeah. That, I don't even know. I can't even think of, like, a good nickname for that. Like, outside
Bartholomew
of Bart.
Is Bart.
Yeah, like, outside of that, like, you can't Bart. Go by
or you just
got to
go
there.
By something completely different that you just... Made up on your
yeah,
own.
Yeah, you got to make it up, like, because it's nothing cool like
look,
that.
I don't even have a nickname, okay? I just been Paulette. No, well, some people call me Paulie for some reason. That's what they call me at the airport. People call me Let. My high school friends call me Let. My auntie called me Letta. And my brother called me Letta. My grandma called me Paula. So, I don't know. Variety. Whatever. My mama called me the B word. Because she don't like me. My dad ain't never called me.
But... See? See what I be talking about? Bad situations. Humor. That's what I'm talking about.
That's about it. I don't know.
Something she should be probably in therapy for right now. She just turned it into a joke.
Lionel said, worst name in the world, Herschel.
Herschel.
Herschel is a terrible name. That and is. It's people really out there named Herschel.
I work with a nigga named Herschel.
It's people out there named Herschel.
That nigga was old, though.
But he had to be young before, though. That's the thing. He was 10 years old walking around named Herschel. Like, what? Why is this your name?
Man.
What is the nickname for that?
I know Hirsch. Lionel was talking about bad Hirsch. Names, too. I forget what name you said, though. I know we said Daryl was a bad one, too. It was another one that Lionel had said. I forgot. We was talking about this.
Man,
name.
I get so, like... I'll be wanting to talk about bad names on Facebook because every time I post a meme about a bad name on Facebook, somebody on my friends list tagged somebody with that name. like you had all 9 months to name me, and you name me whatever the name is. And then somebody come and tag somebody with that name. Like, it was like when I posted, I posted that picture, that toy owl the other day, and I was like, this toy looks like his name is Shirley, and it makes the best greens. Somebody tag somebody named Shirley. Like, dog, chill. I wasn't even talking about you, Shirley. I'm sure your greens are phenomenal.
Shirley better be able to make some damn.
Hey, Wayne Head.
For sure.
Cleotis.
Man.
It better not be no more new Cleotises.
I
hope all the Cleotises are dying off.
I went to school with one.
Was he at least a third? Cleotis the third?
I think he was.
I would still be like, please don't name me that. I don't want to be the third. Please, please, can you just break the chain? Break every chain.
Lionel said Shirley can only make greens.
She can. Did you see the owl named Shirley? Shirley make the best green. They got a little turkey neck in it. Shirley make the best greens. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, Shirley. All Shirley's. Get on them greens for the holiday.
Please do, Shirley.
What
Shirley's.
Holiday? Is it a holiday today?
Today.
The store was closed, and this lady said happy holiday to me.
What store? Right
the
here?
Store right here, yeah. That was random, but.
I don't think it's a holiday. Maybe she's talking about the 4th. Maybe she's wishing you like
Thursday?
A happy 4th ahead of time. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know why the store is closed.
And then when I saw the store was closed, I was like, what the fuck is going
on? I don't know why the store is closed. I think they just, I don't know, they just slacking because it ain't no holiday.
Right. But yeah. But yeah, man.
Shout out to all the Shirleys there getting ready to make their greens Shirley's, for the 4th.
Shirley, make them greens.
All the Shirleys, inbox me 4th. So I can come get some of your greens, please. Because my mama don't make greens. Right. She's never been somebody to make greens.
And Ernestine's. She's not watching, but.
She make greens?
Make them greens, Ernestine. My mama make them greens.
I know where I'll be.
Get them greens in that pot.
When I got divorced, I lost my southern family. So all my mom's family from up here, they don't make no greens. Man. They're like, nah. What? What is a green? What is a black eyed pea? What is a what?
You gotta get on them greens. Get on them.
So, this is a call out. If you know a Shirley, tag a Shirley so I could come to her house and get some greens because the Shirleys make all the good greens.
I wasn't on the black eyed peas.
I like them. Hey, Tara.
Black eyed peas wasn't really my thing. I haven't really had. Well, I had. Actually, I have had.
I have too. I like them.
Yeah. You got to have the meat in there for sure. Otherwise, it ain't all that. But
yeah, if you a Shirley out there and you cooking for the holiday, invite me over. I mean, I'm supposed to be cutting back a little bit, but I'm still going to be there.
Right.
If you a Shirley and you making some ribs or something.
It's crazy. There. I see people commenting on here. I don't see on here.
Things are moving like slowly between devices. Hey, Georgian.
But yeah, I gotta. Don't say it. Huh? I know. I said, don't say it. I know what I need to do.
What? Get Wi-Fi? A man, do you know the proverb? A man cannot live on hotspot aloneth. A man cannot live on Wi-Fi hotspot aloneth. Man, you got to get Wi-Fi.
That's the law.
Did you hear the proverb? That's in the Bible.
That's in the Bible?
Yeah. Don't make me pull up a Bible app and tell you.
Man.
Because I will show you in the Bible app. Where it say a man cannot live on Wi-Fi hotspoteth aloneth.
I've been living on the hotspot.
Well, you've been living in sin. You're a sinner.
But yeah, but. What's What's going on? What is going on for the fourth?
Nothing.
Right now, Sam.
Nothing. Like,
how?
How is nothing going on?
Yeah.
We all frozen. You know how, cause you don't got Wi-Fi. You ain't got the fives.
The fives?
Yeah. The whys of the fives.
It'll come. Mm-hmm. It'll come. That mechanic
y'all
life.
See how smart we are. Do a live show in a house with no Wi-Fi. We're geniuses.
Geniuses. That's why we done this show for 14 episodes.
Oh, I think I'm frozen. Hold on.
Successfully. When have we ever had real technical difficulties?
Oh, I done had it a couple times. Remember that other week where I couldn't even get anything through?
I'm talking about our live getting cut off or anything like that. We've never had our live get cut off. Not once. Well, yep. I'm
trying to get back on.
Thinking we're probably about to wrap up. We've talked about our topic. We've talked about Shirley and these greens.
All the Shirleys.
Cleophas.
Cleotis.
And Herschel.
Herschel. That's such a terrible name. Herschel. Herschel.
Shouts out to Herschel.
So yeah.
Born 50.
This is our equipment telling us it's done. So.
Right. We're going to wrap this one
wrap
up.
Wrap it up.
We didn't got through our topic points anyway. We was just really in here shooting the shit.
We'll see you next week.
Get out.
Got topics you want to talk about? Feel free to inbox. Since I'm in.
Right.
Do what you want to do.
Because Paulette don't never have a topic every week.
I don't. I'm just here to talk and be a pretty face.
Like, what topic you got for the day? Nothing.
I'm just here to wear red lipstick. So.
Right.
I'll be here next week with a big smile and red lipstick.
Catch us next week.
We'll be here.
Sunday, 3
p.m.
Live from the living room.
Live from the living room.